Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, men and women. That includes our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail. That includes our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. And also our Amazon warehouse folks listening. Thanks for listening in the warehouse, as well as our over-the-road Amazon delivery drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We are also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, and we're on Twitter. And, of course, you can find us there using the name Captain's America. That's our secret code name over there, Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we are available over there by stream. You can go over there and listen to the radio show while it's streaming over there, right off the satellite. You get the same feed that goes to the satellite, so you get that same quality in there, too. It's a good stream, and if you're having trouble listening to us, maybe you're out in a fringe area, or maybe you're listening on one of those other platforms that are out there, because we're on a bunch of them. You name them, we're on it, it seems like. But you can go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, click on the Listen Live button that's right there, and boom, you're in like Flynn. All right, joining us right now from California, the land of milk, honey, fruits, nuts, and soon to be ex-Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Are you going to be there when she hands the gavel over to the Republicans?
I wish I could be. It's going to be fun to see.
I heard her post office, her mailbox was now going to be a gavel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was because she loved it so much, and she doesn't want to get rid of it, so she's going to have a mailbox that's going to be made out of look like a gavel so that she can feel like she's still the speaker.
Well, I suppose.
She's just coarse enough to do that. You know that, don't you?
Right.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was based, the whole founding of this country was based on Judeo-Christian fundamental ideas. And if you don't believe me, go take a look at all the references that are in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. It's there everywhere for people to see, isn't it?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. Got to start with the liberals And all this information that was released last week, the Twitter files by Elon Musk and company, all the information that was released, it's just driving people absolutely crazy on the left side of the aisle.
Well, it really is. And we're going to hear more calls, even, Captain, for regulating Twitter, or now Twitter's, I guess, not doing the right thing. It used to be in their eyes, but now if it's actually revealing something that's very important, then I think you'll find out that people had a change of heart on the liberal side. Absolutely.
Yep. And we just got a caller here, so I'm going to take the caller early up here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. This is the mayor of Clearwater. How you doing, Captain? How
the honorary
doing,
mayor of Clearwater and soon-to-be governor.
Well, we'll take one step at a time, Captain.
What's yours?
So, Kyle, you know, I know we've brought this up in the show before, but I really think it's an important part. Are we ever going to see the day when elections like are done like how they did back in the old days where you knew who was going to be president when you woke up in the morning? This early voting bull garbage, this vote-by-mail bull garbage, this you don't need an ID to prove who you are to vote bull garbage has got to go. So what do you say, Kyle? Are we ever going to get back to normality and sanity, or is it going to just be this way? Because we'll never win if they keep it up. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to hear your answer on this one because I've already got one.
Well, I think, unfortunately, unless you see some massive changes, especially at the state and local levels, you're going to continue to see this ongoing voting. The times are changing, and I think in some ways you have to change your tactics to account for that. But I don't know that we'll go back to yesteryear. What do you think, Captain?
We will never see yesteryear again. The elections have been changed forever because of the makeup of some of these states. When the independents and the progressives move to the South and realize that they've had it terrible and they become Republicans because they realize they're going to have it a lot better, all they're leaving behind is what they've left behind is continuing to get worse. It's not going to get any better. The only way to make it better is to have an election and vote all the bums out. That's not going to happen in the blue states. They seem to love the free stuff. And, well, what are you going to give to me this time around? Election mentality. It's not going to happen. Sorry to say, Mike. Dream on, but not anytime soon. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle One. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle One, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and thank you very much, America, for tuning into this program wherever and however you're listening to us, either in a cab of a truck, maybe a taxi cab, on a train, on a plane, and yep, there's people that listen to us on a plane, or a bus, or maybe even a cruise ship going down into the Caribbean somewhere. Yep, we got all kinds of people like that tuning in at night and listening. Now, this portion of the program, my friends, brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is a product that I continue to take. I've been taking it for well over 8 years now. It'll be coming up on 9 here once you get to January, and I take it because it works. That's why I use it. I have problems that I've tried every other thing known to man to take, and it just hasn't helped. But when it came to Relief Factor, which not only was not narcotic, but it was also natural, it was kind of like taking a vitamin pill, the way it works and what's in it. It just stopped the constant, just the constant pain that I've been in for many years, and it also stopped the swelling that I was having in my legs and my ankles and all that sort of stuff. Over the weekend, I had a little flare-up where things started to swell up because basically I didn't have anything to do this weekend. So I just kind of hung around and did a few things around the yard and trimmed the bushes and the trees and all that stuff. And even the short time I was out there, about 2 hours or so, my ankles swelled up, my legs started to swell up, and I went, oh, man, and I got back inside, and I said, this isn't good. So I took a packet of Aleve after having taken one earlier in the day, took a packet of Aleve with some food that I had ready for lunch, and in about 30 minutes, pain was gone, swelling was going down, and I felt great again. How about that? That's all you got to do. It's that simple. So, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain is where you go. Check it out. See what's there. And it's all natural ingredients. No drugs at all in this product. It comes with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 built right in. Those are the ingredients that help your body's natural response to inflammation and lower or eliminate pain by going right to the source. Again, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start to get it all started. Then once that happens, and once it starts working for you, you go on automatic delivery, and boom, away you go. Relieffactor.com/captain, because Kyle always says,
all you have to lose is pain.
Gotcha. Yes, that is true, my friend. That is so very true. All right, let's go back to Elon Musk for a minute, because I hate to leave Mike hanging a little bit like that. But, Mike, you know, all due respect, you aren't going to change what's going on in the Blue Cities until you change the nature of the makeup of the Blue City to begin with. You got to get the people voting. Instead of the me, I, we, it's got to be, what can we do to help America? It's got to be that type of an attitude. You are not going to get it from the people in these inner cities. They're all wondering what they're going to get for free. That's why they vote the way they do. Go ahead. I hear that.
I was going to say, it really is difficult to try to compete with that, isn't it, Captain?
Yes.
If you've got free stuff or free money or free whatever, that means that people don't really have to do much else. That's really tough to compete with.
Yep, and they know it. They know it, that that's their leverage. And the leaders that run their side of the ship know it, too. That's their leverage, which is why they do the things they do. And unfortunately, or fortunately as the case may be, we're now finding out exactly all the shenanigans that were going on that got it to that point, it seems like, with Elon Musk vowing more Twitter revelations to come this week. Now, albeit delayed, another day or two is what he said yesterday. But he's going to out President Joe Biden's administration for directing political censorship operations at Twitter. There are more smoking guns to reveal, so said Musk. And he promised on Twitter that he would release more items, including on his audio platform, some audio that they've got of what things were said back and forth by individuals. And to that I say, go get him, Elon. Go get him, Elon.
Well, of course. And, you know, more information, Captain, is going to be incredibly important. And it's very ironic, isn't it? Because mostly the liberal side would be saying, oh, yes, we need more information out there. We need to have transparency. We need to know all about whatever, you know, insert government official's name is doing or did or what have you. And then now the shoe's on the other foot. And suddenly they're more concerned about Twitter being a vector for Russian disinformation, stuff like that. Here we go again, trying to just create a chaos with it.
Now, do you know who Chad Wolf is?
Who's that?
Well, Chad Wolf is the former acting secretary of Homeland Security under Donald Trump. He's also currently the executive director of the America First Policy Institute.
Okay.
Now, he has come out and said Joe Biden is refusing to talk about or do anything to solve the problem with the Mexican drug cartels that remain the number one enemy of the United States in bringing the drugs in, in bringing the illegals in bringing the slaves in that they bring in, all of that sort of stuff. I mean, we're doing little to nothing about it.
Well, at the risk of bringing up, which was actually kind of a plot of a Tom Clancy movie, if I recall correctly, the notion of the cartels and what they represent and what they're bringing across the border is a national security problem, a clear and present danger to the security of the United States of America. But because of the way that the Biden administration even deals with the border in general, it's no surprise that they're not doing anything about the cartels. More destabilization follows from that. And again, Captain, I think that's really what they want ultimately.
And people are getting rich by looking the other way. Number one, we know the Mexicans are, the Mexican government, the Mexican army. We know that the way that they stay in power down there in their little cities and villages and all that is by doing nothing.
Precisely. And we're kind of left with the same kind of dilemma that we are on so many other issues facing us, and that is, how do you change hearts and minds? How do you begin to curtail the demand for the things that the cartels provide?
I know how.
And how's that?
Show them the bodies.
Well,
show them the bodies. Show them what's left of the bodies that the drug cartel leaves behind of the people that won't cooperate with them. Show them what they do.
Well, of course. Well, but also in the sense that, you know, if people need to, if they're buying the drug products, whatever it might be that the cartels help supply, you know, once you begin to change that, which I know is a massive undertaking, trying to reduce the demand, that's one way of going about it. But the other way, of course, is that you need to interdict them. You need to stop them at the border. You need to present such a massive show of force that the cartels have to, you try to curtail it as much as possible. They'll always keep coming, but you have to do something to stop them.
Now, we have another situation here in the United States, which when they find out who did this, I think they're going to throw the book at them. Did you hear what happened in North Carolina with the electrical power in the Piedmont or in the Capitol area?
This is really, really wild and a very, very serious thing that happened. Absolutely, Captain. Yeah.
They shot up, as in gunfire, shot up an electrical substation and knocked it off the air. It was intentional. It was sabotage. It was an attack against the people of North Carolina and the people of the United States, because they probably thought this was going to take down not just North Carolina, but maybe some other power as well. But 40,000 people right now are in the dark up there. They're working as hard as they can to get this back online. But you could see the gunshots where it hit some of the transformers and some of the electrical pieces and parts there in that power substation. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, you know, Captain, this is the kind of scenario that we've always been looking at, especially post 9/11, with the idea that a terrorist attack could do something to take out the power grid, these kinds of things. And so you have these individuals, whomever they are, and they're going to find them. They will find them. They use this method to do the damage. And this is starting to this is completely out of hand.
Yes, it is. All right, Mr. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren's going to take us out to break, and he'll probably bring us back in from break. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A volcano erupted in Indonesia on Sunday, spewing a cloud of ash 15 kilometers into the sky and forcing the evacuation of nearly 2,000 people, authorities said, as they issued the highest warning for the area east of Java Island. There were no immediate reports of any casualties from the eruption of the Semeru volcano, and Indonesia's transport ministry said there was no impact on air travel. Jim Colby, an Arizona Republican who served in the U.S. House of Representatives for more than 20 years and became an advocate for gay rights and the environment, died December the 3rd at the age of 80. The Matthews County Board of Supervisors is moving ahead with unusual plans to deed the public land under a Confederate statue on the historic courthouse green to a private preservation group aiming to prevent any future residents from taking it down. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
I think I will, Kyle. Thank you very much. And folks, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, also the owner of a website called MyStore.com. And now you have the opportunity to save a bunch of money once again at Christmas time, thanks to Mike Lindell and his websites. Now, it's not just about pillows, not just about sheets, towels, blankets, that sort of thing. It's about everything that he has to offer at both his websites, because MyPillow's got a bunch of stuff on it that don't have anything to do with the bedroom. They have things to do with the living room in terms of things that you can put on your furniture and whatnot, as well as the pillows that they got that you can use in your couch. They've got things that you can use in your bedroom, mattresses and mattress covers and all of that, besides what you can do in the way of getting sheets. But with my store, you can go over there and you can buy everything from a toaster to a crock pot set, to fry pans, to plates, to whatever it is that you want for the kitchen, things for the living room, lamps, and all sorts of decor. You got to check it out because there's a lot of things there that you wouldn't expect to find at mystore.com and, of course, mypillow.com. Now, in either case, you're going to need a promo code. The promo code is always going to be the word Captain. That's right, Captain. And if you want to call them for easier service on the telephone, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Use the promo code Captain, and away you go. Now, when you go to MyPillow.com, you'll go into the Radio Listener Specials page, and that's where you'll see all these great specials. Some items are marked down as much as 90%. Yep, you heard me right. So go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, get in there, use the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them at 800-641-5459. Same thing applies to MyStore.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. And by the way, just in time for Christmas, you name it, it's over there. You can still get delivery right to your dooryard before Christmas Day. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we're going to talk about Joni Ernst. Who's Joni Ernst?
Refresh my memory on that.
She's retired military, and she happens to be the senator from Iowa, the junior senator from Iowa, under Grassley.
Yep.
Grassley's 80 years old, and she's the junior senator, but she's retired military, number one. Now, she said, and I quote, I'm going to quote this, "Democrats have given America the middle finger by taking away from Iowa the status of being the first state to nominate the party's candidates for the presidential races and giving it to South Carolina instead." Now, they can't just do that because it was done by congressional resolution to begin with, so they got to go back in Congress and vote to change it back, right?
Well, I know that the Democrats just recently voted to take Iowa off of their schedule to be the first in the nation for the caucuses and so forth. And they're trying to, I think, make it South Carolina, I believe.
Well, they are, but they can't do it by themselves because it was a joint resolution that got it passed to begin with, not just one party.
Right. Right. And the Democrats, though, of course, they're fighting back or firing back in Iowa, saying, you know, they'll move it back even all the way to Halloween, said one of the officials there, if they had to, because they want Iowa to be the first. So you've got New Hampshire, you've got Iowa.
The Democrats said that? You mean Republicans?
The Republicans, exactly. Yeah, so, and this is, we've heard this for a lot of years, way back in the day. Yeah, and so it's always the idea, and this has been floated before, but the central thing that's revolving around this is that you're looking at Democrats who believe that, for lack of a better way to explain it, they want to find somewhere that's, quote, less white, evidently, in order to have these early on primary challenges and so forth.
Repeat what you just said. They want to find something that's what?
That's more diverse. That's less.
But
that's
you less said less. You said less white.
White. Less
now,
white. Exactly.
If they said that, and I have no reason to doubt they did, that's about as racist as it comes.
Well, it's not something that was said explicitly, but this is what the prevailing idea is, I think, in trying to get this done. And so you have a Democrat, aficionados and so forth that are sort of communicating this notion, and I think that's one of the reasons. So this is a different kind of way of approaching this than it ever has been in the past, because a lot of states, they want, well, we just want to be first in the nation. We want to have that sort of moniker.
Florida wanted to be first, and look what happened.
That's right. So Iowa is definitely going to fight tooth and nail to keep it itself to be first in the nation if it can.
They lost half of their electoral votes because it was not allowable pursuant to the protocol that was in place at the time, and they threatened them to lose half their votes. And when they actually said, you're going to lose half your votes, Florida turned around and moved it back to the way it was because they went, uh-oh, we can't do that.
Well, right. But here now, in this modern day, we're going to continue to see more and more of a sort of a racial aspect to all things in terms of politics and so forth. So just as we've seen sort of a racialization of any particular idea or problem or anything, the election schedule now is evidently going to be in the same kind of boat.
Now, the Pentagon has come out and said that it's extremely dangerous to continue to fund defense via continuing resolutions. But why is it that we use continuing resolutions?
Well, I know for one thing, because you don't have something else that's put down in concrete yet. So if they don't do it, then the funding stops.
Well, it's usually because they can't agree on the budget, period.
Right, exactly.
So they do a continuing resolution just to keep things going, status quo the way they are. But it costs more money to do it that way.
Well, I'm sure it does, because the budget itself is going to be, you know, at the at the mercy of the debating politicians in Congress and so forth, and the administration. And so the idea, of course, you don't want to keep the military from being able to function, but it is a very, very bad situation overall.
I have no problem at all with increasing the budget for the military, because we have continuing things going on around the world, especially on our border, that continue to be dumped in our lap to take care of. And I'm telling you, somebody's got to get to Mexico and say, look, here's the deal. Stop the drug cartels. Stop the influx of people on your side, or we will. Period.
And there are ways to do that. I think even
sure
back
are.
In the
you create a buffer zone. you create a buffer zone.
Right. And also there are other incentives as well. Even back in the Trump administration, I think there was some progress made on that. But the heart of the matter is going to be the corruption that exists and the symbiotic relationship between Mexican officials and Mexican drug cartels.
Money, dinero.
Well, that's right.
Give it the money.
Well, but then though the United States, just like any other country, Captain, which you know has the right to act in its own self interest, its own best interest. And if we saw the same story happening in a different part of the world, and that country that was on the receiving end of it would say, "Okay, no, we're not going to take this anymore," people would applaud that. But in the United States, evidently, we're just not able to do that for some kind of weird political problem having to do mostly with the Democrat Party elite.
Well, I hear you. And folks, next hour, because we're going to be getting ready to do the Truckers Highway Biden Report, but next hour, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back from the break after this top of the hour, we're going to get into the Biden family influence peddling what appears to be a national security risk. This is really getting serious right now, Kyle. And it's so serious that the influence, they call it the Biden crime family right now. That's what they're calling it, the Biden crime family.
Well, yeah, I don't doubt it, only because we know of all these different connections. We're going to find out more about what's on the laptop, and it leads back to the big guy.
Gee, I wonder who that could be. All right, hold that thought, because we'll be talking about the big guy after we talk about the big weather picture. It's a mess out there tonight, especially along the Gulf Coast, all the way from Jacksonville to Houston, Texas, and beyond. Holy smokes. What should I tell you about this one? We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two, coming up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah, up in the backwoods, down in the holler, old boy stealing like a dog on a collar, keeping that chain pull tight, waiting on Saturday night, put on the smell good, put on Skinner's. To town like a NASCAR winner, cruising back and forth to the tasty freeze. Everywhere you look, all you see is hillbilly deluxe, slick pickup trucks, big time in a small town, tearing it up right about sundown. Black diamond chrome to the bone with a little homegrown country girl cuddled up. All right. Do it all again next Friday night. Hillbilly Deluxe.
my goodness. That's one that I found dug up in the annuals there, Kyle, called Hillbilly Deluxe, done by Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, Brooks and Dunn, that's got a good sound. Absolutely.
Got a good sound. The video's even better. Are you kidding me? And the trucks they got in there. Holy smokes. I mean, some of these jacked up pickup trucks are worth a fortune, as much as a semi.
I can imagine. Wow.
All right, well, let me get started here because we got quite a bit of weather. A slow-moving storm in the west is going to continue to bring heavy snow to California, the northern Rocky Mountains, and accumulating snow to the inner mountain west. Now, the Rockies and the northern plains will also have some moisture starting to go south and lift across the deep south and produce excessive rain in the mid-south. A sea storm is also coming down from Alaska, so there's another one coming a little bit later in the week for the northwestern part of the United States. Now, I will tell you right now, and we'll get to this after Kyle tells you what he's going to tell you, if you're traveling I-10, you've got heavy fog, and I mean heavy, dense fog, starting in Jacksonville, Florida, all the way across I-10 to Houston, Texas. You'll run out of it about 40 or 50 miles west of Houston. But if you're going on down yonder, down to Brownsville or Harlingen, down in that way, Texas, Eagle Pass, you got it all the way down there. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to continue with the fog because if you're also in New Mexico and if you're in Arizona and crossing a little bit over into California this morning, you've got some dense fog as well. There's got fog in Albuquerque as you come down I-25. You've got fog over towards Alamogordo. And then as you truck over west on I-10, you've definitely got lots and lots of fog all the way through into Arizona, all the way over towards California.
Yuma.
This fog in Yuma, exactly.
Yep.
You're going to also, it's going to go up through Phoenix, Arizona, and then up to a little bit south of Flagstaff. So be careful out there because this is a dense fog advisory that's in that area right now. We've also got winter weather advisories all through most of the state of Montana, over on into Idaho. And right now it looks like it's snowing in Coeur d'Alene. So be careful up on 4th of July Pass as well. We've got snow in the forecast there, for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You get the idea. It's going to be snowing up there for quite some time, according to the forecast. We've also got winter storm warnings down near Walla Walla coming out in Washington State there. And then also we've got around Salt Lake City winter weather advisory. We're up on I-80 coming out of Reno. That's Eddie Floyd territory up there. You've got intermittent snow showers, and so you want to be aware of that because that's going to be with you all the way up to almost Winnemucca. And then on the other side of the border from Nevada, winter weather advisor, winter storm warning coming down Donner Pass right now, reading 28 degrees, but looks like snow also snowing tonight and also Monday and Tuesday, according to the forecast there. Up on Snoqualmie Pass, while we're checking the passes here, Captains, lightly snowing. You've got snow and slush and ice in places. Now listen to this, though, for Cabbage Hill. It's packed snow on the pavement right now, but it's saying it's snowing hard and continuously. So if you're anywhere near Cabbage, you definitely want to be aware of that. Probably going to have to be using your chains at the very least.
I-84.
That's right.
Yep.
And so, again, we've got snow in Montana. This is going to be around the Billings area along 994, also up near north of Helena, north of Missoula, and, again, all in that area, winter weather advisories going on. So be careful out there.
All right, I'm going to go north first. I'm going to go up to Michigan, the upper peninsula of Michigan. You've got the winter storm watch going on up there. A lot of wind, and there's some fair amount of snow going on again up there in the northern part of Michigan. Lake Huron and Superior as well. The northern half of Lake Michigan, you've got yourself a gale warning with some wind blowing around up there. Coming on down to Tennessee, the middle part of Tennessee, you're getting rain right through Nashville, about 100 miles, Nashville being the center. And then coming down into northern, that's Alabama, northern Alabama, from Huntsville north up into Nashville. You've got rain all the way there, all the way to the Kentucky border. Then again, moving on down to the bottom, from Jacksonville, Florida, I-10, all the way across west to Houston, about 40, 50 miles west of Houston, dense fog everywhere. all along I-10. It goes up a little bit into South Georgia. You'll find it on I-75. It might go as far as Valdosta. Then it'll drop off. Over there coming out of Mobile, Alabama, it goes up about 40, 50 miles, then it'll drop off. And over once it gets to Houston, it drops south and goes right down the Texas border to Mexico, and then runs across from about Corpus Christi to Eagle Lake and everything down to the border. Now, one last little thing to talk about is what's going on. Once again, we have some fog up there along the Chesapeake Bay. That seems to be a persistent problem. Not that dense as what you got down below, but I'm telling you, folks, if you're on I-10, you got a deadline to make, slow down. You're not going to be able to see where you're going, especially tonight.
Exactly right. So you got to be careful out there for sure.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than being in a dense fog along the water. That's pretty much what this is, all along the water down there. Closer to the water, the worse the fog.
Exactly right.
Talk to me about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bringing you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And between now and December 31st, you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline that you buy there simply by joining up with the My Rewards Plus app. You can also earn up to 4 points per gallon by activating Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. And you definitely want to do that because you're going to get that after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 fills with the other guys. There's all kinds of amenities there for truckers and travelers alike, so you definitely want to sign up with the My Rewards Plus app today. Go to pilotflyingj.com for more information and get signed up because you'll also get great offers as well, and especially for pro drivers as well. So that's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the location nearest you. Pull in, get a hot cup of coffee or something cold to drink, get something good to eat, get your supplies, fuel up, and get back on the road.
All righty, we'll be back. We're going to let Brooks and Dunn take us to the top of the hour. We'll be back. Captain's America Third Watch, hour number 2, coming back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.